Junk Science Founder, Biden Climate Speech One Falsehood After Another. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 14, 2020. The founder of JunkScience.com reacted to Joe Biden's speech on climate change Monday by stating the address was filled with one falsehood after another. Steve Milloy said in a statement moments after Biden's environmental speech that it was filled with one falsehood after another. Falsehoods that guarantee wildfires will burn much more of the American West. Milloy continued. In particular, Biden claimed the wildfires were caused by climate change. Air quality was killing people, and air pollution and COVID was killing even more people. Scientists know that California is prone to extended periods of natural megadroughts. Without forest management, California will burn until there is nothing left to burn. Biden failed to mention forest management as a solution to the western wildfires. Research conducted by the Obama-Biden EPA proved that air pollution does not kill anyone or cause asthma. Biden's empty promises of green jobs, electric vehicles and carbon-free energy production are pure pablum that have no basis in reality. With regard to Biden's claim climate change was causing wildfires and the air pollution was causing the coronavirus to kill more people, Milloy tweeted a link to his blog, discussing a new study from University of Washington and Stanford University researchers which he says contradicts a Harvard study that Biden was ostensibly citing. As Breitbart News reported, Biden's climate change plan calls for the U.S. to move to 100% renewable energy, mainly solar and wind power, in electricity generation by 2035. That is only 5 years later than the Green New Deal of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DCA, who is a top climate advisor for the Biden campaign. California, which has a goal of attaining 100% renewable energy by 2045, has experienced rolling electricity blackouts, in part because, during peak periods of demand, renewables such as solar and wind power fail to compensate for the overage,